made free, you rest.
Praise the Lord.
Now, materially, or any other condition, that is not quite what you'd rather be.
That's so.
You thankfully accept it. And if you're not content, it's your duty to pray until God gives you grace enough to be content. That's the first thing you pray about before you have anything else. Pray until the Lord gives you sufficient grace in your soul that you can be content and thankful right away at that. Well, in any case, what's that? That never asks for difference, then you get that grace. Because you're missing the spiritual, missing some other things. When God has given you enough grace in your heart that you can accept your lot just as it stands, you're committed, thankful, and before God, then you have a right then to ask God for better on the basis that His will be respected in the matter. Amen. Yeah. Jesus Christ did that. Said, Father, if it's possible, let the cup pass from me. Yet not my will, but go to God. If this cup may not pass until I drink it, thy will be done. That will be your attitude when you pray for God to change your position. Because it'd rather be different. Always recognize the will of God first in the matter. In all things, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, the seven years. Now, I want to mention this to you. Many people today are not as thankful as they should. In fact, this is an unthankful age. One of the most unappreciated ages, I believe, of time known in history of the world right now. And I see it so bad among younger people, the younger generation. Older people that have saw things differently seem to be a little more better off, I mean the attitude. But there are young people this day and time that's never thankful. Right, what to do, they show the place where you ought to come back. Amen? I've met it. It doesn't matter what kind of people, they ought to come back. They always look to the dark side of it. That's why there's so many homes going apart today. Because they don't appreciate one another as a kid. A faithful wife done her best to be a true wife to bring happiness to the home. Yes. And they overlook all she's done to be kept. Maybe a woman marries a man that's not a rich man. Maybe make it hard, faithful, to try to make things comfortable. So they appreciate you going looking around at somebody else that's got a big paying job. Yes. Tell you about that. You'll throw that up to him. Unthankful. This is a very heavy, unthankful age. I am thankful now for my wife, for my condition in life, for the church. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I'm thankful. I am honest enough to say there are some things I'd like to be different with. That's right. There are some things I would rather be different, but not enough to disturb my peace at all. So far as being appreciated and feeling blessed, that I am blessed. Oh, yes, I am. I'm blessed in numbers of ways. And I'm able to see it now, not after a while. I see it right now. But I'm blessed. You need to be thankful. Everything is thankful. I want to say this. In the 10th chapter, if I remember correctly, of 2 Timothy, in verse 2, when Paul said in the last days, perilous times will come, and began to name these perilous times, one of the things he named is disobedient to parents, unholy, and unthankful.
Unthankful.
All right. I knew of a person, a man that was actually rich. He wasn't just had pretty good wealth. Plenty of rich, retired. On his son's 16th birthday, he bought him a new, beautiful Chevrolet convertible. Glass was flowing all in,
Accessory. All right. And then his father's mother, sister, or somebody wrote him a check for $1,500 to match it. Have a good time on his 16th birthday. Oh, they fixed him up fine. Dressed him up and sent him to college and everything. But the parents kind of crossed him a little bit and got mad. Jumped on his father. Unthankful, wasn't he? But he hadn't waited quite long enough. He figured that he's 16 now and the man is 8 and he can have him. Father just took him down and worked him over the door and he just couldn't do a thing about it. When he couldn't work his dad, then he went upstairs and hacked up all that expensive furniture, you know. Hacking it here and there. Well, that's nice. The spirit of the thing. It says in 2 Peter 3, verse 2, that that would be a spirit of this modern age. Last days, period, times of God. Unholy. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. That's the spirit of the age. Unthankful.
That's right.
Children nowadays are the most unthankful birds that have ever found on record.
That's right.
How they ever commend their parents? When do you see them go to the mother and put the arms around the neck and say, you've been a wonderful mother? You stood by me in time of trouble.
Yes.
You give your life for me. And Father, I feel you've done the best for me.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes you take them and educate them, put them through the schools, the colleges. Then you can run around and look at you. But what else do you need to study that?
I ain't
got the truth, I don't know. I'm saying for you to be out with me and my big fat friend.
Sure.
I'm thankful.
Sure,
that's right. That when me and my friend meet, I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful.
Yeah.
But a man of affairs told us one time that said we were going to do the talk and taught us that we have 5 sisters. And he said he's really sick. They're supposed to go together. And he named the 5 sisters. What is it? Smell, taste, feel, and smell. See? Hearing. When he got the 5th one, then he said, and the 6th sense is common sense. 6 senses. He said people go through the colleges and come out with everything except common sense. It's just a common sense, you know. Unthankful, I'm talking about. It's the spirit of this age. This talk I'm doing now may not be paid too much attention to. But I'm going to tell you, this is what everybody wants to see. Be more thankful. Overlook all the good and all the blessings and look at nothing that is outside and complain about. The most complaining age. Even internationally, each nation hunts every flaw in about this. See some little move of thought, tell them, here it comes, do the news. Carries the point. To be more thankful, to be more happy. A thankful person, whether he has $1, $1,000, he's happy. He's thankful. I knew a man that owned property all over the country, in Bakersfield and out and around Bakersfield, below Bakersfield, out in the desert, in Arizona, Arkansas, and various places. And considerable money. Went well past 70 years old, crowd lady, and still planning for more. Just worried, trying to get some more all the time.
All the time.
The man who has to work for every meal is happier than that man.
There
needs to be a thankful heart and you're happy. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That person that's not thankful is not obeying the will of God all the way through.
I
would
testify one time rather than
complain.
Yep. That's where the Lord went for in that. I would never think be thankful.
Yeah.
He said, I don't know what I'm going to be thankful for.
Yeah.
He lost a cow or two.
Sure.
But the preacher said, well, you've got a lot to be thankful for.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. Amen. Now,
here's what I've noticed. A spirit can look at the dark side of everything. Have you noticed people like that? If you looked on the other side, you'd have something to tell about. Now, just this last week, on Thanksgiving Day, my little boy got his arm broke. I thought nothing happened to him. But that happened to him. And I couldn't trace it to any facial callousness that I could find as yet. But in any case, his arm got broken away, he just said, I'll figure out how that could happen. But it happened. But about the time that he received the injury, Brother Mays appeared on the scene with all the knowledge and the car and everything needed to give the assistance to me. Right there it is. Right while he was on the job, excited and all of it, he was out of a cool mind. Well, I want to use the talking about the accident all the time and instead of talking about the Lord's divine to him. I could be walking around, I just wonder why this happened to me. And I prayed and I done the best I know and was meditating and praying when it happened. But turn right around and say, thank God that he had a man on the spot at the time with all the help and assistance you need and to confess right then. The brother is my book. All right, there's numbers of things people are complaining about. All we need to do is to turn it over to the other side of it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
That's right. It's everything you think. This comes pretty close to some of my preaching. I've preached this before. I've preached somewhere or another, not long ago, on this subject. And I made the statement, if you get your leg broke, thank God it's not your neck. That's right. All right. Now this was an arm broke. And I was thankful it wasn't a neck. That is just true. That one time my preaching was complete. There was nothing different. Is that a way? Now, the reason people see so many faults in their loved ones is because they look to the dark side of it. That's right. There's plenty of people that have separated from good companions. They wish they were back, but they have too much pride. Come on down to the ground and tell them that I was wrong, and I want you to get me. Amen? Complain this, complain that, till they turn the other side of it. Yes, you do have a few faults about you. You're human, you don't do anything, just like I don't do anything. But there's many good qualities there to be noticed, to be appreciated, to be named, and to thank them for those. That's what we need to do, to be more thankful. If people would be more thankful to God, they'd get more from God. They don't blame God. To be more thankful to the Lord gives them more of the blessings that they might ask Him for. I believe I'll let you read a few scriptures to strengthen that. I want you to have the reference as much as anything else on giving thanks in everything. You ought to thank God for the air. You ought to thank Him for both winter and summer. You thank Him for both night and day. Some folks think they like it to be day all the time. But if it was never night, day wouldn't be day for you. Wouldn't be anything special about day if it's never night sometimes. That's right. Cold weather would not be anything special if it wasn't hot sometimes. And the warm weather wouldn't be anything special unless it's cold sometimes. So God set it up in ways to make you enjoy the cool and the hot both. By giving you cold sometimes and sometimes hot. So, sometimes it's night and sometimes it's day. Well, that's the way it is in the circumstance of life. Sometimes the clouds, your conditions is day in your life, and other times it's night. I'm speaking about pleasant and unpleasant. Sweet wouldn't be sweet to me if everything is sweet. Be nothing special about sweet to be tired. But that's the reason I like sweet, because everything is not sweet. That's right. So God knows what He's doing, thank Him for everything. In everything, give thanks. Someone turned to Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, the 6th verse. And that occurred in Ezekiel, the 16th chapter, verse 17 and 18. Nehemiah 9 and 26. And I want someone to get Luke 17 and verse 17 and 18. Yeah. And in these scriptures, there's a few things. We might not talk about them long, but we want them read out so all you can get the reference down if you want to. Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 18 to 20. For now, I may have you read those, one after another, just as I call them. Deuteronomy 32, 6.
Be
thus required, required the Lord.
Be thus required the Lord. All foolish people.
O foolish people.
And unwise.
And unwise.
Is not he thy father?
Folks that don't thank God as a father is unwise. We don't.
That hath bought thee.
He bought thee.
Hath he not made thee as he established thee?
He made you and established you and you're thankful for. Amen. Now you can have Ezekiel 16, verse 17 and 18. Notice the reading closely. Maybe one person. Yes? Amen. Yeah? Yes? Yes. Now we want to notice Nehemiah 9:26. They were disobedient. They rebelled against thee. Cast thy laws behind their back. Slew thy prophets. But testified against them. And turned them to thee. What great provocation. We notice these people were not thankful. Just absolutely put the law of God behind you, and we're not thankful. The same in Romans 1, 21. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but their foolish hearts were darkened, became vain in their imagination. They were not thankful. That's the thought thing. The reason people don't get saved, they're not thankful. The gospel of Jesus Christ expounded in simple terms, understandable, but they're not thankful. God gives them life and strength. If you give one breath and hold back the other, you fall dead and you're not thankful. You enjoy the blessings of God, life and health, and move right on, sinning against God, putting his word behind you. Not thankful. In anything, give back. These people are not thankful, and for that reason, their foolish hearts become darkened, vain in imagination. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Not thankful. In Luke 17, verse 17 and 18, notice the reading of that closely.
And Jesus answered and said,
Jesus had healed 10 men that were afflicted with a leprosy. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine?
They are not found.
They are not found. Out of all 10, that nine did not turn to give glory to God. But just one stranger give thanks. One out of 10. That's right. That was miraculous for healing of leprosy, incurable disease. And out of the 10, just one, an evil stranger, return to give thanks, the glory to God, for healing him. So often, people are not thankful enough. And that's why God gives them over to a reprobate mind. I believe I told you, maybe not in this particular lesson, but times I've mentioned it, about a sister that was saved, but very, very burdened. In heaven is the heart, struggle. And she decided to go and pray and ask God to remove that person.
She thought she had a lot of things to tell God. When she got to a place of prayer, she began out in the desert as it was. She got out on the trail. When she began to call on the name of the Lord, that suddenly flashed in her mind a special blessing that God had blessed her in the time past. So she began to thank God for that blessing.
Yes.
Amen. And when she finished praising Him for that blessing and thought she'd proceed to ask Him what she wanted, another past blessing comes to her mind.
Yes.
Yes. So she's engaged in prayer of thanksgiving for that second blessing. About time she finished talking about it to the Lord, a third blessing comes to her mind. So she went ahead and thanked God for that third blessing. About the time she finished, a fourth blessing comes to her mind. So then she named it God and thanked Him for it. When she finished that, a fifth blessing comes to her mind. Finally, good things is coming fast that God has done for her. And when she comes to herself, she has spent 1 hour and a half praising and thanking God for many blessings that had already bestowed upon her. And when she got up from that, her burden was all rolled away. The joy of the Lord was flooding her soul. What's the matter now? These blessings that she desired had come. This burden was rolled away. And she didn't want to name what she wanted to call. And the desire deep in the heart. And all she did is enumerated past blessings. And praise and thank God for an hour and a half for past blessings and got up from that. And that heart desire was fulfilled without asking for it.
Yeah.
I believe the psalmist said, the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Now God located deep seated in the heart a certain desire. And she spent an hour and a half praising God for all the blessings he bestowed. And I want to tell you something. If you will complain today about an unpleasant event, you'll have a good enough supply to never run out of complaints. Because you're living in an age when things happen now. But at the same time, there's a God on the throne that is matching these things with blessings. There's a song to sing. I wish you'd sing it today, Dad. I will try to quote some of the words. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one, says the Lord. Count your many blessings, see what the Lord has done. When you get started to counting them, it will surprise you. You may have been counting your misfortune before that. You may have been counting the things unpleasant deals. You've probably been counting the hard words from the deal. You've probably been counting the times you neglected, forgotten, overlooked. But you turn to the other side of that. And you're not counting your blessings. There'll be so many of them. Until you won't have time to bottom right with the unpleasant things out there. Because the blessings are too numerous. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now God is calling for men and women that are serving Him. They're calling a man in from the unpleasant, the misfortune, the undesirable, and begin to look at the bright side of life. At our call, be a servant. Get up for it. But if you're made free, use that thriller. That contented heart brings joy, rest, and peace in soul. A man, I said, that has 1 hour, and he's truly thankful for it, is a happy man. And the man that have $1 million and is not thankful for it is an unpleasant and an unhappy man. that pays to be thankful for all God has done for you. It pays to be content with your present state in life and never try to ask God to change it, that the first enemy get a power and grace in your soul to recognize that it's good for you now. Amen. Not asking to be good to me, but just be better to me. He's already good. Just ask him to do some more better. Count to really blessed. And get your pencil. And count blessings for an hour. And then add them up and tell me about it. You'll be surprised the blessing the Lord has told. Didn't David, as one of the writers, say that everything that have breath praise the Lord? If you get out of the place where you're just breathing, praise the Lord for breath. It's time to be thankful for everything. It's a wrong spirit to not be thankful. The men of Israel spake us. There are some people in the home, are those they have close contact with. They complain when things don't go through them and then everything don't go through them. But they do not say nothing when it goes right. Nothing matter. You can tell that things are all right because of her. You notice that the complaining and quarreling and love goes through. But finally, the hurt so much to go all right. The thing is, if you object to an unpleasant thing, you ought to acknowledge the pleasant thing. Amen. Lord, I want to do this for me, do that for me, do the other. But did you thank him for what he's already done? In the Philippian letter, 4th chapter, verse 68, he kept for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus. Here is the thought. Notice that prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Without the thanksgiving, the prayer is not well seen. Now that's the truth. You take a little child, when they're real small, and sometimes they kind of run the place, the place is sick. So all the mother and father around. But after a while, mother and father go to stand around and get all to this. They get old enough to understand something. That's the same way with the young, newly born people. Just think. Lord, I want to do so-and-so. Not all we know. God just do it right off. But the time finally comes when God says, wait. Amen. I have some things to work out in your life. I'll do it all right, but wait a while. Amen. All right. Now, I used to give the Lord a set of orders. That's all my past and history. Go to God and tell him on 7 things I want to do, and go about my business and do it. But now I consult God about matters. Amen. I acknowledge what he has already done. I praise him for the many blessings he's sown. Even for the chastisement he's made it out to me, I thank him and praise him for it. Because he wouldn't have given me one five by the reason I know. Thank him for it. And acknowledge his hand is right. I acknowledge my present condition. I thank you for the same. I wasn't able to do that when I first started. When I first started anything that unpleasant, Lord, move it. But now, Lord, I thank you that everything's run fit. That if you trust me out of this thing, I'm not going to change. Praise the Lord. Change the condition if you see it's going to work all right. Be patient. In everything you say. Now, I told you about the little girl who cooked the cake just like a mother's cake. Looked brown like her. Everything except the face black. Oh, she's crying, mother, what's the matter with my cake? Not perfect like yours. She found out she didn't put the bacon out of it. Then what she put in the rice? Bacon out of it. So the mother just reminded the child, it is all right, it had sugar in it, and it tastes sweet, and all of that. And you wanted to taste great for and all that. But when you didn't feed it with thanksgiving, there's nothing to make it right. But whenever you're feeding that prayer with a true thankful heart, actually acknowledge your present position and appreciate it before God. In your heart to feel that revival. I'm going to tell you, that's why I'm going to the throne.
Yeah. It's going up. So when you come before God all unthankful and displeased and not satisfied and not content, doesn't fully reverence God for what he's already done, that pride just can't rise like it ought. There's nothing to make it rise. When God looks into your heart, you see a child that's wholly thankful, actually grateful to God for what he's done, asking this blessing and willing to do it out of God's feeling in his heart. Don't you know God's going to pay attention to that child? You that way, he owns that. Yes, you are like that. You got a faithful child, obedient, proud of it. Appreciate everything. No complaints. Father and mother, the case might be. If you think it's all right. But if this is too early, I'm willing to wait. But you know that you're inclined, they want to spend any way to do that for that child. And work that way. So is God. And everything gives back. I want you to have a few more other references. Most who write them down. Ephesians 5, 19, 20. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns. In spiritual songs. You're supposed to be praising God right in your heart, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And while you're singing and praising, giving thanks always.
For all things.
For all things.
Unto God and Father.
Unto God and Father.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now that shows to be thankful all the time. Amen. In a state of praise toward God in your heart. Anybody powerful to do that?
No.
You ever saw anybody pouting that's praising God, singing and making melody in his heart all the time?
No.
You ever saw anybody complaining and belittling his wife or husband and not regarding them when they've done their best and he's thankful for all things in his heart? It just isn't that way. When you from your heart thankful and appreciate it, and you're praising God and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Psalms and hymns. You're not going to pouting.
No,
that's what's the matter with folks that pouting going over there not praising God in your heart.
Something
else has to take place. You're not thankful for the reason for the complaint. And everything you give thanks, giving thanks for all things to God the Father. Amen. Now, Colossians 3, 17. Notice that. Somebody else, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Even if what you're doing something, talking, or whatever you do is where to be.
In the name of the Lord.
And then while doing that, give thanks to God the Father by Him. I'm going to tell you, that brings a sweet attitude. That does away with so much complaint, dissatisfied, and hurt, and offended, and the didn't do this for me, you're too busy. You take a place that's seen heavily move. I've seen some people that it's almost impossible for them to assemble an audience like this to spend the day that don't go away and finish.
Yes.
That's right. Either the preacher didn't speak to me, or he's preaching at me, or somebody cold shouldered me, they got something they're thinking about.
Yes.
I see. What's the matter with that person? He's not singing and making melody in his heart and praising God all the time.
No.
Something else going on in his heart. He's not thankful. He's complaining. He's not, that's not a content. A heart is contented. The heart is full of complaints. That heart is what's going to make the difference. Keep the heart with all diligence. Body it leads to the blind. Amen. Now then, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, notice that.
Well, therefore, if ye eat.
What do you eat?
I
drink.
Whatever you do,
draw to the glory of God.
Give none offense.
Don't give any offense.
Give to the Jews.
To the Jews.
Not to the Gentiles.
To the Gentiles.
Not to the church of God.
Not to the church of God. That shows a balanced life. Now in Hebrews 13, 15, Psalms 34 and 1. And I want you to notice close to the reading. Main thing I want you to have a reference.
Now him therefore they are offering
sacrifice to God. Now in the Old Testament they offered calves and bullocks as sacrifices to God.
But by him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
Continually.
And offer the sacrifice continually.
And the fruits of our lips.
Giving thanks to his name. Now how are you going to find time to be complaining and pouting and things like that when you continually give his thanks to his name and praise to his name all the time? All right? You can have Psalm 34, 1 like that.
At all times.
I'm not going to just bless God sometimes, but bless God at all times.
His praise will continue to be in my mouth.
I won't just praise him once in a while, but continually his praise will be in my mouth. Well, how are you going to complain about this?
Yes.
Thank the Lord. Any more to it?
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
My soul is going to go to boast in the Lord.
The humble shall hear thou and be
blessed. Amen. All right. Now we notice also in John the 11th chapter, verse 41 to 42, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, set the example. He was going to pray and ask God, I believe, to raise Lazarus from the dead, little Christ. We're just coming on a little bit. I want you to have the reference, Paul. And we notice that Lazarus, he did that. God did raise him to death. But I want you to notice this fact. He thanked the Lord. Amen. That you do always hear. That's the first thing. He thanked God for how he hears him when he prays. Then let the Lord know that he's speaking these things for the sake of those folks that listen. I know that he hears. No question about that. And I want to thank you that you always hear me when I pray. Now then he asked him to bring this boy out of the grave. And Jesus and the God went down into the grave. I mean the Lord. Brought him alive and dead 4 days. And they said he thinketh now. But he come alive. How did he start his prayer? By thanking his Father. For the fact you always hear him pray. Mother. Now I ask you to bring him forth for the sake of these folks down there. The prayer was begin with thanksgiving him to death. He set the example. One time he said, I thank thee, Lord, that you've hid these things from the wise and prudent, revealed unto me. Thank you for that. It means much to give thanks to God for everything. Praise the Lord. I believe I want the children to go in at once. Waiting for you now. But they saw it, children, go in. Amen. Now, I think everyone heard that. Waiting for the children right now. For dinner. Waiting for the children to go in for dinner. Now, for those who are sinners and haven't been true to God, have been turning the gospel down for years. Unthankfulness is at the bottom of that. Now we're going to give you a chance this morning to prove to God that you appreciate the gift of the Son, Jesus Christ. And then prove it by making your way to the altar, giving your heart to God, turning from your sin, accepting the Lord as your personal Savior. And live for him. Might stand and have a song for that person. Every person that knew you're not saved, or anyone that has been saved in backslid, or one that is not clear in your experience of why you know you're ready to meet God, you should make your way to all the prayer now. Now is your best time. Let the congregation stand. 386, I believe, are able to select. And everyone that needs God, begin to make your way to the front. Convenient place, get a needle, send your account to God. You have everything to gain and not one thing to lose. Salvation does not take anything from a man but sin and ungodliness. If you're a gentleman, you'll just be a better one. If you're a lady, it'll make you a better lady. Whatever you is, you'll be a better one. after he gets saved. Therefore, be humble, be honest, be thankful to God, and come forward and seek Him for the salvation of your soul. My great Savior.